It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, the world's largest music festival, Milwaukee's Summerfest, begins on Wednesday. There'll be a lot of big names, but we'll check in on some Wisconsin acts that you shouldn't miss.
First, we're talking about a new idea here in Wisconsin that could help people to save for the care they might need when they get older.
A lot of people need help with everyday tasks once they reach a certain age, but less than 8% of Americans have long-term care insurance to help pay for that kind of assistance. That's one of the reasons our next guest is proposing a new way for people to save for long-term care.
Ingrid Thompson is with us. She's the director of McFarland Senior Outreach Services. Ingrid, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me today.
So how did you first get the idea to create a new way to save for long-term care?
Well, this came from my own personal experience. I have parents who are in the 90s, and they had paid into long-term care insurance. But when they needed it, they found that they had to go through a lot of hoops and red tape, and they had to submit paper after paper, and it became quite tiresome for them to get the money that they actually contributed to this insurance policy. And the other thing was my personal experience. As I was growing older, I was thinking that that would be a good option for me to have. But as I looked at my budget, I wasn't sure that I could finance it. And so I was really struggling with that concept, knowing that I thought I wanted it, but yet I didn't think I could afford it.
Now let's get to the bones of the plan. It has a lot in common with EdVest, which is a popular way for people to save for college. How does it compare? How does it work?
Well, that's the first thing I thought of when I came up with this concept was it seemed fairly simple that in EdVest, not only could an individual put money into their account, but typically it was other people. It was parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents that were trying to set aside some money for somebody's education. So in this concept, it would be where an individual could put money into their own account. This person would, the account holder would be 18 years old or older. But let's say I had a child that wanted to give me a Mother's Day gift and wasn't sure what she wanted to give me, so she deposits some money into my account. So this account would be, there would be an account holder, but other people who are interested in somebody's welfare and long-term care could contribute to this fund.
And so this is a group approach. This is sort of the village approach to long-term care.
Yes, it is.
Why do you think that we need a plan like this if there are already private long-term care insurance companies who can provide this or Medicaid, for instance?
Well, in terms of long-term care insurance, I'm in a subcommittee that has researched this, and we have found out that the long-term care insurance is probably going to be phased out. And the reason why they're going to probably phase this out is because they have found that it's hard to predict 20 and 30 years out what the cost of the various things that people need are going to be. And they sometimes can't predict what services are out there. So if I had bought my insurance policy 30 years ago, I might not have adequate coverage to be able to get what I need, or there might be some new services that have been made available to me that was not even part of the plan.
And the price of long-term care insurance is, it's pretty well known to be rather expensive, and that's been prohibitive for some people. Do you think that this would address just the cost of it all?
We're certainly hoping so. Like I said, I think that people can contribute at their own pace. For example, if you have the long-term care insurance, you've got a premium. That's what you have to pay. Whereas if you have this savings account, you can put in $20 this month, $100 next month. You can do it at your own pace and when you have the funds available to you.
Can you give us a sense of why you think it's important and what the statistics have to say as well about why it's important that people save for elder care?
Well, there are a lot of expenses out there. Having worked with older adults for over 25 years, that's one of their scariest things. Do I have the money to cover the things that I'm going to need as my health declines? And they're finding that they can't. They can't access it as well as that they want to.
And I think that I read something that reflected a statistic saying that only 8% of people have long-term care insurance. Is that right?
Absolutely. So having an investment fund like this would open it up to a lot more people.
And what kind of response? You have this idea for this plan. What came next? Because now we're seeing it as a presentation in the paper. How did it get from your idea to where we are today?
Well, the first thing, I happen to be a member of the Wisconsin Aging Advocacy Network and presented the idea to them, and they formed a subcommittee to help me with this. And from there, we started to fine-tune it. And once we felt it was in the way we felt it should be and finalized as much as we could, I went to my legislators, which happens to be Senator Mark Miller and Representative Rob Cole. And I sat down with them and Laura Rose from the Wisconsin Legislative Council, and we went through it, and they were very intrigued with the idea. And from that point on, a draft was made of this bill, and the draft was came back to me a little while ago, and I sat down with my legislators again, and we reviewed it, and we modified it and fine-tuned it. We're starting to do a little bit more research on it, and I'm hoping that I'll get the next draft of it fairly soon. And I've also presented it to the Dane County legislators in a separate meeting through another advocacy organization that I had. And so bit by bit, we're trying to put it out there and see what the public and the legislators think about this concept.
How unique is this plan as far as you know?
As far as we know, there is none in any state in the United States. We did some preliminary research, and we don't believe that there's any other state that offers this concept.
So this would be law. It's your baby. Do you have dreams of it going national one day?
Would love to. Would love to. If it's successful and people feel it's a viable option, we would love to have it go beyond Wisconsin.
Have you, you're working with a couple of legislators, as you said, but have you gotten any sort of feelers from other people saying, you know, this is interesting and I'm interested from maybe both sides of the aisle?
Well, I think what happened is this subcommittee, there are a variety of people on the subcommittee, and we went far and wide. There were about 50 different organizations we tapped into and individuals in a variety of different professions, and they all said, let's go for it. Let's really pursue this and see if we can make this happen.
So obviously getting a law like this passed is something that you have a lot invested in. What is your hope about how it would affect people and how they move into their later years in life?
I hope this will provide them some more security, that they feel that they have some funds that can be made available to them at the time that they need it. And the nice benefit of this is that if they don't use all of their long-term care insurance, their beneficiary can also use it for their long-term care insurance. So it would be passed down to another generation if there is any funds left over. So it would continue to pay for long-term care.
Well, Ingrid, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your plan with us today.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
We've been speaking to Ingrid Thompson, Director of McFarland Senior Outreach Services.